court order of the September 13, 2006 meeting to address the Ferry Township Police Department Communications Center, and would like a ask that those in attendance please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joe Mann, roll call please.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member John Foley.
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer.
Here. Under new business, this public meeting in regards to the Ferry Township Police Department Communication Center, and hopefully will address the advantages and potential disadvantages of operating its own center as opposed to allowing the county to take over some of the responsibilities that are currently dispatched here by Ferry Township. And in that regard, we've asked our police chief to provide us with some information and insight into some of the more important aspects of our current operations. With that, if any members of the board have any additional introductory comments, feel free to chime in. If not, we can just start with Garth with your presentation. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Technology to work with me today.
It's on. Full complement
would have five part-time dispatchers. We have historically operated a fully functional standalone communications. At first, we did police, fire, and EMS in our dispatch center. Once certain requirements for 911 were enhanced, the county took over those 911 services and also the fire and EMS services. So right now, we dispatch just the police department side of things. In conjunction with other township departments, we monitor public works, we monitor the transportation from the school district on their radio frequencies, and we obviously work hand in hand with a lot of the major entities in the township.
I'm going to try to show some of the comparisons between our dispatch center and the county center. The county, as I stated, is responsible for receiving 911 calls for service. We do not do that. What happens is when a 911 call is made, they take the initial information and then through the same dispatch system, they transfer the call to our department and we take over. You can see there the receiving phone calls for service, that would be the non-emergency calls, or the non-911 calls are handled by both Derry and DEMA. Enter into that CAD information, as I said, both dispatch centers can do that. Dispatch those radio calls to units or dispatch them through the CAD system. And then maintain radio and CAD communications until the call is complete. So there is some duplication of services there. But what normally happens in those situations is if the call goes through DEMA, it is transferred down to our dispatch center and then we handle everything from there until the entirety of the call is complete and everything is resolved. So essentially we are doing a majority of the dispatch services and a majority of the calls that come through that are not 911 calls are usually called into our dispatch center. If you would look at the CADs, the dispatcher who puts those in or the call taker that puts those in, a majority of the time is our own dispatch center. People have become very familiar with the 534-2202 number over the years and they realize it's a more direct number to get our services at the police department. And they will call that number rather than call one of the public numbers for the county dispatch. That's a little bit more recognizable to them. We had over 26,000 CAD calls in 2015 that were assigned to our department. Over a five-year total, those CAD calls were over 114,000. So we do receive a lot of dispatch CADs. That includes some of the EMS calls that were required to go to heart attack or something like that, where we are providing services in the way of an AED or first responder, some of the more serious EMS calls. As you can see, where the differences start are down with dispatchers are intimately familiar with the layout of the township. Our dispatchers are required to do a periodic ride-along with officers. They take the dispatchers out, they show them different locations in the township, they get them familiar where certain things are. That is something that we do not do with the county and they have never participated in. I can give you an example of where that came into to play recently. The Dauphin County Dispatch, DEMA, had received a 911 call. They attempted more than once to assign the call to service for our department. They shut the call down to our dispatch center. Our dispatchers looked at it. They called back up to them and said, hey, this isn't ours. They repeated the step, shut the call back down to us, and one of our dispatchers called it again, called back up to them. They knew the address wasn't in our jurisdiction just because they're familiar with everything. And they eventually got the county to dispatch that to the right department and get them on the right track. So
not only once but twice that call was pushed down to our department from the county. And our dispatchers immediately knew that this wasn't in our jurisdiction. So that familiarity with our jurisdiction, on our department, and knowing where things are and what's supposed to be there and what's not is a great advantage of having our local dispatch centers. He's transmitting a call, letting the officers know where things are at, and the dispatcher themselves know what's around there, what is involved. Our dispatch center is also a clearinghouse for all of our active warrants and some outside agency warrants if they need to be. So they're maintaining our dispatch center anytime anybody picks up a person that we have a warrant for, or one of our officers making a stop and we have warrants for that person. Our dispatchers can immediately go over, check the status of that warrant, let the department know if we still want the person, whether we're willing to pick them up and get those costs back in the township's hands as far as any outstanding fines or anything like that. Dispatchers are familiar with how officers work and respond to situations. And this kind of goes hand in hand with them knowing that the layout of the township, they also know by being assigned to a certain platoon how certain officers react to situations, what their normal voice is, what their excited voice is, things like that. They know usually some of the habits of these officers and how they work, and it actually eases that working relationship and allows the dispatcher to do their jobs more effectively and allows the officers to do their job more effectively. The ability to immediately interconnect with local entities during emergency situations. We have that connectivity either through radio, through other communications, where our dispatchers are immediately able to get hold of certain entities, whether it be Pershing Entertainment and Resort, Vet Center, any of those major entities, we're able to get in touch with those entities. 24-hour point of contact for residents and visitors to Hershey or Derry Township. We're a tourist community. We have people stop in. It might just be for directions. We have residents stop in to ask questions. Our dispatch center is open 24/7. So they're able to make contact with somebody from the township at any time during the day or night. They can make that person-to-person contact. Our dispatchers can point them in the right direction, whether it be the township end of things, public works, or the police department, and get them pointed in the right direction and help them out. Visitors are able to contact our dispatch center, and if they need assistance, they're able to do that. Our emergency operations center is within the police department, and we're able to quickly staff that position with a dispatcher in times of emergency, natural disaster, any of our events or anything like that are going on. We can staff that position with a dispatcher. They can keep that flow of communication open between field units, other emergency services, and our commanders in the EOC, whether they be from the police department, fire, EMS, they can keep that free flow of communications going. They can answer phones, they can answer radios, and kind of let everybody do what they need to do in order to bring that event to a safe conclusion. We are required to have a 24-hour monitoring on our CLEAN or NCIC line. That is an information line that keeps track of criminal history, warrants, any of those type of criminal history information, venues. We are required to keep somebody in charge of that 24 hours a day. In other words, it has to be monitored. If we cannot monitor that line 24 hours a day, we lose that line. We cannot keep that NCIC line in there. In order to do our bookings and our booking center, we must maintain that line. So if we take the dispatch center away, we lose that ability to keep our ORI, our claim line, and then we wouldn't be able to do the booking processes that we do, whether it be criminally or for employment purposes. One of our big contributors to the booking center for our employment process is people from the medical center. They have to get clearances for licenses and things like that. They stop here quite frequently and are processed and fingerprinted in order to get those clearances. They are a contributor to that. Obviously, they have to pay for that service. So that service we would not be able to render to those people also. We are a 24-hour endpoint for the emergency call boxes in the intermodal parking garage and pedestrian tunnels. Those call boxes or phones over there, whenever they press the button, that comes to our dispatch center. So anybody who's having an issue over there, an emergency issue, they hit the call box, that comes over to our dispatch center. Obviously, if we would not staff that, they would not be able to call over to us. And it's my understanding that the county will not monitor those call boxes. So I'm not sure where they would go, but they would not go to the police dispatch center, and they would not go to the county dispatch center. We also monitor the video feed for the pedestrian tunnels. So those cameras that are over there, the ones to the zoo and the one under Chocolate Avenue, we have a setup in the comm center where the dispatchers monitor those. I know not too long ago, there was a domestic dispute in one of the tunnels. Our dispatcher saw it on the screen, dispatched police units. We were able to get there, resolve the situation, make sure nobody got hurt, pieces kept. So we were able to do that by monitoring those cameras. My understanding that county will not monitor those cameras. They don't want to do any of those outside alarms or monitoring services. They're just dispatch and 911 responsibilities. Hour monitoring of panic and fire systems at the township complex. All those fire systems, the ones that we have to go through the testing every once in a while, are duress alarms in the police station. There are other duress alarms throughout the township complex. Those are all monitored within our dispatch center. If one of those alarm stations is full or the fire alarm goes off, there's an issue, our dispatch center is the one that makes the notification to whoever is appropriate. Those systems will not be monitored by the county system. We'd have to get an outside vendor to monitor those alarms, which would involve them getting the notification and then calling the county dispatch center or calling an appropriate number to try to get somebody to respond to those. So there would be a time delay in that process if we wouldn't be able to monitor those from our dispatch center. Obviously, we can hire our own dispatchers, so we can hopefully get the best qualified people in there to do the best job for us. We had the county services. We would not have any control over that. They do have some new dispatchers, but we would lose control of being able to hire the appropriate personnel to put in there. We do monitor the weather for all township personnel. We have weather station in there. We have weather maps that are constantly being monitored by the dispatch center. They will notify the police department, public works, parks and rec, those departments if they see storms coming, things that may be affecting operations. They're able to do that in a dispatch center. Obviously, we have several social media feeds, but our Twitter feed, we put a lot of information out on things that are affecting traffic or things that are affecting the way we move around the township. Any emergency situation that may come up, we put out on our Twitter feed. A lot of times, those feeds are coming from the dispatch center. They're able to log on. They can put that information out real time when things are in a dire situation where they're not able to get through a certain portion of town. There's things going on. We want people to stay away. They can put that information out in real time. They can also let people know when things are cleared up real time. And our dispatchers are responsible for that. And then also, as I said before, we have direct dispatch communications with other township departments, school district, transportation. We have that ability in there also. That would be, I'm not sure if that would actually be totally lost. There wouldn't be as ease. There wouldn't be any ease of communications with those different departments and accounting center. This is kind of a summary and a rehash of some of the stuff I just went over. Obviously, we lose dispatchers knowing the inner workings of the operations of our department and the officers that we have. We would lose that communications aspect with our entity partners and with the public and with other township departments. Losing that clean terminal because we wouldn't be able to monitor 24 hours a day. We wouldn't be able to conduct our bookings or our fingerprints and our notifications of people that would have warrants that other departments would have stopped would have to come through the county system. I'm not sure if we get notified all the time, but it's a summary warrant or something like that. But that process would be a little bit hampered. With losing that booking facility, we are a designated overflow for the Dauphin County Booking Center, DCJC. They have used our facility in the past when they get too many prisoners up there. They send personnel down. They're able to use our 10-print system, which will be out of service if we lose our clean line. They can use that. They can use the documentation system for that and house anybody that they need to in our holding facility. So we would lose that ability to back up the county in that respect. I already mentioned the EOC and how that's important for communications. The alarms, we would lose that monitoring service. And losing the ability to come in contact with citizens that need an officer right away or they need a township service and it's after hours. Who's going to point them in that right direction? That would be the dispatchers. I do have a slide in here in reference to the booking center. As I said, we do collect monies for those bookings that we do. If we don't have our booking center, we're not able to process prisoners. We're not able to process people that have come out of court and need that process, need the fingerprint and photographs. We wouldn't be able to process the employment applications, and that actually has a little bit of a feed into our operations as far as monitoring items and operations supported by our booking operations from 2011 to 2015. A couple of notable things. Anything that has a nexus to that booking center, we are able to take those funds and help defer the cost from taxpayers. There's some equipment and maintenance, the interview system that's down there for interviewing a suspect or a prisoner in reference to a crime. There's a recording system down there. Some of the fees that we have to pay for the booking center itself are paid out of those funds. You'll see that we replaced the prisoner van that we have. It was definitely out of date and in need of replacement, and we were able to use those funds from the booking center to that entire band and the outfit for that band. So there's quite a bit of funds that we've been able to procure out of there to help defer the cost to the taxpayers in reference to the booking center. We actually do some wages also for our community service officers. We have a formula figured out for how many times they do bookings, what the process is, and how long it takes. And we're able to defer some of those wages out of there. We're working on a formula to actually defray some of the costs for electricity and heating in that area, trying to figure that out and possibly take those costs out there also, even further, and reduce costs to the taxpayers by taking those funds out there.
Is this revenue generated by current operations?
What's that?
This is revenue generated by current operations?
By the booking, just the booking center.
$140,000.
That's what we spent, yes. We do have some reserve in there.
That's how much you spent? Or
that's how much we have. That's how much we have spent. We still have some in reserve, so it's actually made more than $140,000.
Okay. Thank you.
I did have one piece of paper. I know I gave members of the board this document. I do not have it on the slide. I put together some packages. If we would lose that communication center, obviously people would not stop coming in. They're going to visit our police department. They're going to try to get services. They're going to try to be pointed in the right direction, whether we have a communication center there or not. So. What I did is I kind of put together a package of what it would cost to have a reception. We have a receptionist. They would be not there 24 hours a day, but at critical times during the day, where we would be likely to get walk-ons to the station. One of those packages was three full-time and four part-time receptionists. Like I said, it would not cover 24/7, but it would cover some of the hours needed. That would result in a savings of what we pay now. That would result in a wage savings of $36,511.46. With the maintenance costs for the dispatch center, it would result in a net total savings for $70,426.49. I know some figures have been thrown around by various people as far as what we would save by closing our dispatch center, and I know some of them have been up in the neighborhood of $500,000. As you can see, just for that package alone, $70,000 is a far cry from $500,000. If we would go with three full-time and two part-time receptionist configuration, the total cost saved would be $96,746.35. So, and that would not be a 24/7 operation either. So we would lose that booking aspect, that clean line. We would lose that aspect even though we are putting people out there for a certain amount during the day. Still well under the $500,000 that was quoted at some point. I just want to wrap things up on my portion because I know there's some people that want to talk. I do appreciate you allowing me to give this presentation. It's only a small glimpse of what our communication center does for our police department. Other township departments, emergency service providers, our business partners, entity partners, and over 3.4 million visitors each year to this area and tourism, but more importantly to the community. The services that we provide in our dispatch center to the residents of the township is not going to be duplicated anywhere else. You're not going to duplicate that service to the county. They get a personal service, a higher level service. It's something that I believe the residents have come to expect. You're not going to be able to duplicate that service. Those people are the ones that are going to be greatly affected if it blows down our communication. Education Center would be allowed to happen. The cost savings would be minimal and most likely taken on by Dauphin County. They would have to put extra staffing on. And with that additional personnel, possibly some additional equipment to handle the dispatching portion, whatever dispatchers do, that cost would ultimately be passed on to the taxpayers anyway through the county. Moving communications to the county would not duplicate most of the services we are able to provide, and we do it at a minimal cost, I believe. In 2015, the Communication Center was responsible for 1.77% of the township's annual operating portion of the budget. It's a very small price to pay for the security of having effective communications as the backbone of township operations. I know there are numerous things to consider regarding municipal budgets and services, but I believe our communication center will be extremely vital to the safety of everyone involved. Our dispatchers work extremely well and give the best service possible to our community, our officers, and this department stand by. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I thought that it'd be more efficient to elicit public comments before we ask Chief Warner any questions, to the extent that those comments may create some questions in our own minds that we want to ask Chief rather than having a circle back. Anybody have any disagreements with that format of inviting visitor public comments on this and then circle back with Chief on any questions that we have? If none, I'm going to take this opportunity to invite any visitor public comments on this issue. Anybody that would like to comment to the Board of Supervisors, please approach the podium and state your name and address.
Is that for a different issue?
No, this is from the what this meeting is about right now, which is the Dispatch Center and Booking Center, so forth.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Chuck Simmons. I'm the general manager of the Tanger Outlets at 46 Outlet Square in Hershey. We acquired the shopping center in 2011. And when coming into this area, one thing that struck me was everything in Hershey, in my humble opinion, has been first class. When I met our local police and fire, it only solidified that thought in my heart. Having worked with, more closely, the police department since 2011, they responded to our needs efficiently, compassionately, and very, very effectively. I believe a great part of that has to do with the effective communication that is currently in place and established. I feel for the residents, for myself as the shopping center general manager, and for my tenants. Knowing that the police wing of this very building is accessible 24/7, is staffed by people who understand our needs in this community, as well as the officers themselves. Knowing that that's here is a great, great sense of relief, peace, and I think a deeper understanding as to what our police department goes through each and every day. I would hate for us to lose the ability and the communication and to have what is above reproach, the finest township that I've ever worked in my years of public service. To see that take a step backward, I think would be very disastrous. I thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you.
And thank you, sir, for taking the time to come speak with us.
Good evening. I'm Derek. I'm the president of the Derek Township Police Association, and I'm also reside on 151 Lamppost Lane, so I'm coming as an officer and as a citizen as well. The main thing we have as far as with the officers, our biggest concern is going to be officer safety. Heard the chief say, we're so personal, the dispatchers that we have been here for so long, they know our procedures here, they know what we look for, what we want when we're going on a call. They know what questions to ask, so they can relay that information to us as we're responding. I'm not saying anything bad about DEMA. They have very professional people, but it's very personal when we know these officers. We socialize together, we hang out together, we do things together as a family. So in that aspect, it's very crucial, we feel, as the police association, that we maintain our dispatchers. And then we have, it's also very personal here. There's probably six or seven citizens, I know one specifically is here in the village, calls in every morning between 5 and 6. He does not have a television. So he calls in every morning. He's elderly. So that kind of, we feel, that kind of, that's his motivation. He wakes up every morning, he calls in, he's going to receive a nice voice on the phone. He asks, how's the weather? Any road closings? Things of that nature. If he calls county, I guarantee you they're going to hang up right away. They don't have time for that. This is the personal services that our dispatchers give to this community. Those things are priceless. And then we run across the problem of, are you going to take officers off the road to come man this when we can be out doing other things in the community? Whether we're out doing foot patrols or if we're doing speed enforcement. I'm sure each of you have received calls from citizens of speeding in their neighborhoods. When our manpower allows, on a beautiful day like today, we can set 3 or 4 guys up and go out and run that speed detail. When you go to county, you have to notify them days and weeks in advance that you're going to do that special detail. Well, what if all of a sudden that day is raining? They have called someone in overtime for no reason. When we can just sit here today and say, okay, that's your list. Let's go run this. 322 is freshly paved. We should probably go out there right now. We can get an 80, 90 miles an hour, but we couldn't do that if we had to go to the county because you have to have a special meeting already set up and pre-planned. Okay, it kind of takes away our ability to do things that need to be done now. And as a citizen, it's very nice when I can call in personally, whether someone's soliciting in my neighborhood or I see someone that doesn't look like they belong in my neighborhood or whatever. When I call, I know who I'm talking to. They know, as you stated, they know the sound of my voice. They know if I'm upset, excited, whatever. And we're going to get that personal service. We're going to get people there. Okay. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight.
Thank you for taking time to come. Anyone else? Good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Scott Sutherland. I'm the Director of Security at the Penn State Hershey Medical Center. And I come here today speaking not only on behalf of the medical center, but also I'm a retired federal law enforcement officer of more than 25 years and have enjoyed the relationship with Derry Township on a very intimate level for probably since 1998. So I can speak with a great deal of experience with Derry Township and understand not only the security concerns I have at the medical center, but also as a law enforcement officer. And to know how important it is to have a that intimate relationship with the community. There's nothing more important from a law enforcement perspective than that intimate relationship. And that's what I found that I was able to enjoy as a federal law enforcement officer in dealing with Derry Township and that intimate relationship. It's critical. And over the years, I've come to appreciate that local level of service. And that, in speaking about that, that's what we get with a communication center here. As I've taken over the responsibilities of the security department at the medical center, I've learned how important those relationships are, even more so. And just knowing that we have that interoperability of communications, there's nothing more important that for us whenever we're working together to solve an issue than to have that interoperability. And losing that capability here, from what I understand, would be a major blow for our operation because we operate on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis as well. And a lot of our stuff that goes on happens at night, too, with some of the activities that happen, you know, in our township. So there are some other things that we're working on because of the sensitive materials that we work with over at the medical center. I'd like to also invite one of my one of the staff members from the medical center to also speak on behalf of the things we'd like to do that would be monitored through this through our local jurisdiction here at the communication center. So with that said, I'd like to just step aside and allow Steve King to speak about that. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Silk.
Chairman, thank you very much for allowing me to speak. My name is Stephen King. I'm the Director of Health Physics, Radiation Protection at the Hershey Medical Center. I'm also the Radiation Safety Officer there. The Congress has provided Homeland Security with funding to protect our nation. And the Department of Homeland Security recently gave us a $500,000 grant material to protect our materials that we use pursuant to our radiation ecology program. We find it necessary that we monitor these areas on a very close basis. We depend vitally on the communication center here at Erie Township for a rapid response. In fact, it's required by federal law. One of the things that we're concerned about is we spend a great deal of time training the Derry Township Police to recognize our situation. The equipment that we are going to be installing in the dispatch center is going to give them eyes on in our medical center and sensitive areas. We want to be able to have people who are aware of what's going on in the areas to be able to respond fairly quickly. So. Without getting into too much detail, it's vitally important that we have this relationship continue. We go through training together. We've even sent our security and Derry Township officers down to special training down in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And we look forward to continuing the relationship with Derry Township. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. King. Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Jason White, the Director of Safety and Security for the Hershey Entertainment Complex, here representing Hershey Entertainment and Resorts Corporation this evening. We would also like to endorse and fully support that Derry Township maintains the Communication Center. As a result of the unique environment that we're all working and residing in, inviting over 3 million guests to come to our properties, to our attractions throughout the course of the year, and in talking with my peers from across the nation, we are absolutely the envy of many of those operations because of the interoperability, because of the relationship that we have with local law enforcement, specifically with Derry Township Police Department, and the ability to communicate with them formally and informally to resolve our issues. We communicate with Derry Township Police Department on a daily basis, both for our incident response and trying to mitigate any of the issues that may arise, but also for the course of normal business, traffic management. During the course of any day that Hershey Park or Giant Center is in operation, we are working in conjunction with the township to manage traffic, to try and alleviate any congestion concerns, clocks, anything that you can think of to try and keep traffic moving, keep the residents happy, and ultimately the guests that are coming to the properties to keep them happy. Not only nationwide, I was speaking with Palmyra Police Department just last week, and they echoed that envy when I mentioned some of the things we were working on. And I really do attribute that to the fact that the police department is very accessible. They've got a very professional staff, and they are here to support everything that we try and do to keep in the name of public safety. So I would highly endorse the fact that we're trying to maintain the local ability to handle these issues, as well as their familiarity with our properties. It's not uncommon with the footprint that we have, the geographical area that we're maintaining with the entertainment complex. They know exactly where to respond when we call. We can tell them to come to a certain location, use our common nomenclature,
to identify those areas, and they know exactly where to respond to, cutting the response time and more often than not leading to very favorable results. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. White.
Good evening. My name is Rick Gilbert. I'm the Senior Director of Campus Safety and Security at the Milton Hershey School. I'm also a resident here in Derry Township. Speaking on behalf of the Milton Hershey School and also as a person for myself, I think you're going to hear over and over, and I think it's a common theme we're seeing, is understanding the merging of the operations from county. Probably sounds a little bit appealing, but I don't think there's a complete understanding of that direct line of communications that we have and how it's proven to be vital in the safety and security of our community as a whole. The dispatchers have a critical understanding and knowledge of our environment and possess the important familiarity of our community. And again, I think you're hearing that over and over again. As a residential school, pre-K through 12th grade, just over 2,200 students, roughly 1,700 employees, sitting on roughly 10,000 acres, it's very comforting to know that I can place a call and I have somebody who answers that call and understands where I'm coming from. They know who we are, we know who they are. There's no real discussion, there's no delay in relaying that information. They're able to grab on it and get us the assistance that we need. The Communication Center also plays a vital role within the formula of Hershey as a community as a whole. The community is unique, as we all know this. We're made up of multiple stakeholders who really come together during a time of crisis. The Communication Center here at Derry Township Police has shown itself to be a critical thread amongst those participants in helping communicate, coordinate amongst all the entities involved. We've seen this, we've been involved in this, I've sat in the EOC, and I see how important it is to have that communication here at Derry. Without the Communication Center assisting in this way, our crisis response would lose a much needed level of organization and efficiency that would affect the township as a whole. As a stakeholder in the community, we strongly oppose the decision, if there is one, to close a Communication Center. Such an action would negatively impact the daily operations and exchange with Derry Township Police, taking away a key piece of the public safety that we've come to expect and appreciate. So again, I appreciate everybody's time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Are there any other comments?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Scott Beakley. I'm the Program Director for Lifeline Emergency Medical Service at the Penn State Hershey Medical Center. I'll keep my remarks brief because I'm just going to echo pretty much everything that the Chief and my colleagues have said tonight. Lifeline EMS is the primary EMS provider for the township, as you know, in addition to eight additional surrounding municipalities. And it's interesting that when I talk to my colleagues throughout the county, we all have a wonderful working relationship with Dauphin County, but they're very envious, and I brag at times because of the relationship and the quick access we have to the county through the 911 center here in the township. You know, some of the things that EMS uses on a daily, sometimes weekly basis, is the AED use. It's, the 911 center is a very prompt way for when police officers use the automated defibrillators in the field for us to quickly download those, get those back in service for the officers, get those back out on the street. Another thing that we periodically run into is on 911 calls, medical calls at the township. If we have patients who are unresponsive or don't have the ability to give us their information, whether it be a medical reason or trauma, whether it be an intoxicated individual, a lot of times when those patients arrive at the med center, they're listed as a John or a Jane Doe, and that's how they go through the system until we get information. When you look at outside municipalities, sometimes that information does not come to the med center or go to, arrive in the hands of EMS until hours, sometimes even days later. For us, we've been very fortunate just to make a phone call over here to the 911 center, and the officers get that information. It helps expedite marking that information with the patient and tracking them through the hospital. Just some other things too is we've had the opportunity as well to work in the EOC, various disaster operations, various large-scale events throughout the municipality. And the interesting thing that when I first came to the med center and had an opportunity to work with the township, I'd never been in an environment like this before. It's interesting how the local community is so interwoven amongst all the entities in town. The township, the fire department, the med center, HENR, the trust, the school, and everything else. And it's interesting how that 911 center pretty much is a key cog in that wheel. The other thing that we talk about too is we want to talk about, we do have direct radio contact in the municipal frequencies with the township. There are a lot of times where we will put a lot of non-emergency traffic through to the Common Center that would sometimes get lost in the shuffle at the Dauphin County ESA. Especially during the blizzard, that was a perfect example of time where we were in contact with the township a lot. Two ways, both information coming from the police out to EMS, whether it be road closures, the roads that were now passable, constant checks on what we needed, and also a follow-up push to the township that here's some things that we're seeing, here's some challenges that we're having through the blizzard, here's some patient issues that we're encountering. Although 911 does, Dauphin County 911 does predominantly dispatch most of the 911 EMS calls in the township, there has been, to my knowledge, no impact on the speed of the 911 EMS delivery, having the calls go to the township and come through here. But again, it's a nice safety net that if something happens at Dauphin County 911, as far as the EMS impact, it's minimal, if any, because of the backup systems we have here. So that's pretty much the last one to sum up. Again, it's an honor to address the board tonight. I just want to echo what my colleagues have said so far and echo the support for the 911 Center.
Thank you, sir.
Pat Ward, Security Manager for North America Federation Company in the Global Security Section. I find myself in a quandary tonight approaching this from my current employment and my former employment, so I'm going to do the best to cover both sides. When I did an assessment years ago on this issue, I received support from the Hershey Company, and they drafted a little quip for me, and that's the thing I'm going to read tonight, because basically our mission has never changed, and there's no need to read that will. But what I got from an employee that was employed by the Hershey Company back then was, the responsiveness received from the Dairy Township Police is very important for Dairy Township businesses with operations in the township. The Hershey Company has enjoyed a long collaborative relationship with the Dairy Township Police Department. The Hershey Company conducts operations in Dairy Township 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and our ability to coordinate our operations with your team, the police department, is enabled by clear and open communications. Operating manufacturing, physical distribution operations, and administrative offices in a local area brings unique and unpredictable set of challenges. The ability of your team, the police department, to work closely with the Hershey Company for both planning purposes and to respond to any number of dynamic situations arising from the local operations depends on well-managed and flexible communications. I believe we enjoy that benefit now and hope to continue the same moving forward. And I think that is true to this day. I and my assessment response that indicated that the entities encountered their own set, all the entities, and we don't remove the police department, the Dairy Township Police, but they are one of the entities in this township. There's a number of entities here that are all here in support of me. The entities encounter their own set of unique challenges daily, which has resulted in our ability to champion response capabilities of the team. In the past years, this has become evident during tornado activity, Hurricane Irene, the East Coast earthquake, many days of labor unrest as a result of the J-1 visa workers, and the horrific impact on our community during the unprecedented flooding of Tropical Storm Lee. During these events and others alike, our critical incident team, which is, as was stated before, is comprised of a member representative from each one of the entities. During these events and others alike, our critical incident team continues to include members from each of these entities. One ill-advised decision could have an adverse impact on one or more of the entities alike. Each individual brings a different component to the table, and joint decision-making is paramount during our response and recovery phases of comprehensive emergency management. Last November, I was obviously taking the task on the expenditures that are being put forth on this communication center, and I to this day disagree with some of the figures that were floated out there that night, but in any event, I really feel that it detracted from the savings and the good things that the police department had done under my tenure as chief. For 5 years, we took advantage of grant funding, gaming funding, a whole host of different funding streams to equip the police department at no cost to the taxpayers. The motorcycle unit would not be here to this day if it wasn't for one of the entities. We undertook a lot of programs to save. I can tell you within the first couple of years, I think we cut overtime by $100,000. So when Chief Warner was talking about the revenue stream coming in, I think there has to be a point in time where somebody looks at the money that the police department has actually saved the taxpayers, and it becomes all relative in the end. With that said, I think there's a direct correlation between efficient police operations and the performance and morale of your officers, some of them who are here tonight. Outsourcing police communications to DEMA will have a minimal impact and benefit in the reducing cost of the police department. Effective and efficient police communications enhances officer safety, it reduces response times, it improves public perception and quality of life issues, and champions that level of police services delivered to the community, and I think we're one of the best. We are the best. Currently, the Derry County Police Communications Center is operating at a lower staffing complement than has ever been seen in previous years, lowering the financial impact to our residents. In the year after I became chief, we experienced a savings of close to $62,000 a month, and that included the elimination of a full-time dispatcher through attrition. Despite the perceived benefits of outsourcing, there will be a continued need to maintain staffing requirements, as Chief Warner said, at the front desk area, main lobby, entrance to the police station. And as well, outsourcing police communications will have a profound impact on the community policing philosophy and the associated initiatives adopted by the previous and current police administration. When Darren was talking about the gentleman that calls in every morning, I echo that. We had, there was an Italian lady in the 500 block of West Chocolate, Anna Rosie. She would call in on midnight shift, and she, every night at 3 in the morning, and she would demand to speak to Nikki Pellini. Nick Pellini, who is now the judge. She knew that Nick Pellini did not work the midnight shift, but she just wanted to talk. And she would call in. Sometimes she was argumentative, but it you know, completed her day, and she was able to go to bed. We also had a lady in the 1,000 block of West Reba Avenue who would call in proud of complaints frequently. And we knew what was going on when we got there. We would search the exterior of the home, knock on the door, and she'd say, "Fellas, I think he's gone, but would you like to come in for coffee?" She just wanted somebody to chat to. And it's echoed by Darren Kahn, you are not going to duplicate that by going to Elton County. It's a form of customer service that I think we enjoy here in the township. So as a former chief of police, I have some real concerns as it relates to our residents and, more importantly, our seniors. Lifelong residents of the township who have grown to know the people on the other end of the phone. Seniors that the call taker knows where they live, and like residents and business owners that are present here tonight, the call taker knows the house of the campus of the entity that is calling for help. I cite a situation years ago where the Pennsylvania State Police went to a centralized dispatch system they called the CDC, and as far as I know, the whole mission was aborted. And what happened was they decentralized operations, and it included multiple counties. And I can remember one day, I was an arson investigator, I called out the troop agent, talked to Trooper Carberry. And dispatcher in Harrisburg picked up the phone and said, "Troop H, State Police, can I help you?" I said, "I'd like to talk to Trooper Carberry." And they said, "Trooper who?" I said, "Trooper Carberry." And there was a long pause on the phone, and the dispatcher said, "Can you tell me where he works?" And I was a little bit irritated at the point. I said, "Look out, you're only about 50 yards, he's right across the street coming." And that's exactly what's going to happen if we decentralize our dispatch operations in Hershey. Regardless of what side of the coin you choose to position yourself with, the fact remains that this beautiful town was created by our founder, Mel Hershey. Today's his birthday. In his vision and under the umbrella, he crafted there are multiple entities, and these are all here tonight to support the Derry Township Police Department, entities who oppose the closure of an operation so vital, not only to our success, but for the synergy created that leads to the success of Derry Township as a whole. I mentioned my concern for the seniors of the community, but of equal concern is for the men and women of the Derry County Police Department. This is an officer safety issue we were talking about, and during such an extremely explosive and volatile time in our society as it relates to the sentiment towards law enforcement, I find it deeply concerning. As former chief of police, there will be unprecedented impact on morale, organizational efficiency, and waste that would be created by outsourcing such vital functions. The Derry Township Police Department should sustain communication center operations that are so vital and critical in responding to the emergency needs of our community. This will enable the Derry Township Police Department the ability to sustain the high level of efficiency, effectiveness, while continuing to champion the delivery of the best police services possible to the community.
Lisa Stephen Miller. I'm the Director of Safe and Supportive Schools for the Derry Township School District. So I'm here on behalf of not only myself, who in my role provides a number of functions within the school district, one of which is incident command. I am also here on behalf of our superintendent of schools, Mr. McFarland, who was unable to be here this evening, but concurs, as do I, with the comments of my colleagues and folks that have presented here so far this evening. We have a unique opportunity here with the way our community functions, in that, as everyone has been sharing, I really truly am just reiterating the same comments, in the sense that we know one another when there is a concern, an incident. And for example, calling in at the end of the school year last year, after school hours, with a concern about a student, and just one example of many that I could provide for you, that there were concerns presented to us at school that this individual, this student, was going to kill himself. In order to facilitate some sort of response, if we needed to call outside of this county to explain what it was, who this student is, where they live, and all of the other information, it was after hours. Officer Keppel was not on site with us, our school resource officer, at that point. But it took one call from me. And talking with the dispatcher, the person, you know, who's listening to what that concern is, and immediately has me on hold, connecting with someone else, and folks were dispatched. And there is a positive end to that story, so that, you know, we saved a life. So we have a number of those types of things, and it just takes it takes teamwork. And I feel that we have a very good team here, and it has really served us well. So I appreciate the time and your listening. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to come here this evening. Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Mike Erdman. I'm a resident of Hershey. I'm also a 35-year employee of the medical center. I'm the assistant radiation safety officer. I work alongside Steve King and work quite closely with Scott Sullivan over the years too. And I appreciate the opportunity to say a few words. I'll keep this very brief. As a resident, I take great pride in the police department and services that we have in Hershey. Within the medical center, it's the role that we play. I won't add any more to what Steve indicated. It is of vital importance in our occupation. But from a resident standpoint, Hershey has a national reputation. We all know that. I don't know anyone I've run into across this nation traveling around who doesn't know of Hershey. Its reputation goes well beyond the bounds of the state lines. And those who haven't visited dream of visiting. Those who have visited, it holds a special place in their hearts. People visit here, they feel safe here, and there's a reason for that. I believe that these services are of vital importance to how this community thrives and to its reputation. Lack of a service, I think, would degrade that reputation. People notice. The residents notice, the community notices, and I think without this range of services, we all lose something. So, thank you very much.
Thank you for taking time to come this evening. Anyone else? Sir?
My name is Larry Warner. He knows me back there, too. I'm here concerned about two things, but one thing I'll say about Derry Township, yes, I like being here because it's the best place. I gave Hershey 46 years of my life, and I enjoy it here in the township. But I'm here on an issue that is pertaining to this tax, this rain tax. But I got some papers I want to show you.
Mr. Moore, Sir, this is a meeting specifically addressing the Police Department Dispatch Center. Our regular meeting will be held at 7 p.m. this evening. So if you'd be so kind as to hold off on your comments to our regular meeting this evening until we wrap this meeting up, I would greatly appreciate it. Would that be okay? Thank you, sir. Are there any other individuals who would like to address the issue concerning the dispatch and booking center? Hearing none, if any members of the board would like to ask some follow-up questions of Chief, I think, or amongst ourselves, I think it would be appropriate to do that at this time.
Well, I have a whole list, but don't we have some things that...
We do, and we do need to have executive session. That being said, I think it would also be appropriate to have input from the county since we are making a comparison between the services and costs associated with the county system that we're talking about and Derry Township. And so I think it would be appropriate to allow this meeting to remain open, the record remain open on that, to provide the opportunity for the county to provide its insight into its dispatch capabilities, advantages, and perhaps disadvantages. And then, Chief, if the Chief could also attend the second session, we could then address the questions to the Chief and perhaps the representative from the county at that second meeting.
I might even suggest that if we have questions, we can field to Chief in advance of whatever that date is. That would give him some time to prepare as well.
Okay, that's a great idea, Susan. So with that, I will adjourn today's hearing pertaining to the Dispatch Communication Center, but leaving the record open for the continuation of this hearing at a date and time, hopefully in the near future, that we can continue the hearing. The meeting.
Just a quick comment. I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight and for your service as a collective safety body and for all that you do for your different businesses and organizations, for keeping our residents safe and our visitors safe, and for your passion and support of the initiatives of the Derry Township Police Department. And special thanks to Chief Warner for taking all the time to put this information together and for meeting with us other times to give us tours and making sure that we're knowledgeable. And for those who don't know, many municipalities in Dauphin County now use the county as their communications resource, and Derry Township is what, we're the only one that does not. So it's really our responsibility to thoughtfully evaluate both options so that we can make the best decision for Derry Township, knowing that there's really no price on safety, but we do need to be responsible in evaluating both options. So we appreciate your passion, your time, and your commitment as we move forward this process, and thank you.
And with that, I'd like to thank everyone for attending this evening. It will be advertised. The second session of this meeting will be advertised appropriately, and that will conclude this portion of this public meeting. Thank you.